It's the Beat Show.
All right, here in 20 minutes, we're going to visit with the great Larry Hagman. But before that, biggest show coming to town this week. It's brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for complete show listings. We have seven big candidates rolling through the Metroplex this week. Let's run through the list, and then we'll vote on which we think is the biggest. I think it's going to be a tough vote this week. Candidate number one, Wednesday night at the American Airlines Center, Carrie Underpants.
Underwood. That's a big show. That's a really, really big show.
Mm-hmm.
She's still doing the annoying microphone tap with her fingers.
Last I checked.
And everybody needs to stop with those diamond-encrusted microphones. You seen all that that all the women use?
Mm-hmm.
Makes me crazy.
Oh, God, stupid, go away.
The most successful American Idol.
Yes.
Yeah. And isn't she married to that damn fish?
Yes.
Hockey fish.
Scored a goal.
Threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel.
Hear the reworked version of this?
Wait. Jesus, take the wheel?
Yeah. Have you heard Cletus take the reel?
Oh my God!
Is that Weird Al?
Is it Weird Al?
No, it's not Weird Al. It's funny though. Redneck made it,
and it's not Jesus take the wheel. It's Jesus take the wheel.
Jesus take the wheel.
All right, that's candidate number one.
Wheel of what? Is it wheel of cheese?
The wheel of fortune? Just leaving their life up to him. What's wrong with that?
The Muser's topic wheel?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it getting rid of all your hell jokes? Is that a problem?
Yes.
Bringing up Jesus in a
Jesus
song?
Jesus taking the wheel of Carrie Underpants' life interferes with my dead
hell jokes.
Hell jokes, whatever.
All right. Candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at Poor David's Pub, Greg Raleigh.
Yes. There you go, Gordo.
Grew up in my eyes to a new kind of way.
They'll sing better than that.
Oh, yeah.
Open my eyes to a new kind of way.
These tickets home.
All the good times.
We had him on the show and Gordon left.
George and I are pretty good friends with Greg Raleigh.
It drives me nuts
and
that
you've
I wasn't
never met him.
In studio when he came up here. This guy is a founding member of Journey and Santana. Like those... Even though the songs whip me, the Santana ones, Black Magic Woman, all that. That's him singing those.
And you know what?
Voice changed there.
He was really nice, and he had a lot of really good stories.
Mm-hmm.
He was great.
Yeah, this is Friday night, right?
Yep.
Poor David's Pub.
Yep.
And it's just him on a grand piano, and he has a guitarist with him from Austin. Alan Hayes, I think his name is?
I think so.
Man, this is awesome. I'd love to go there. Do you have the other song of his? The other one I always play. What
Waka
is it?
Hana?
Yeah, the Journey Hana. Song?
Yeah, the one that I love.
Wheel in the Sky?
This one goes into...
I love this part.
Soft and warm on a summer night.
Yeah, this falsetto John Travolta singing with him. Listen to these vocals.
Lovely one.
It's
awesome. All right, that's Friday night.
Candidate 2.
Does it bother you guys, those 70s bands that used to change around who sang the songs?
Why would that bother you?
It always it does, did me.
Yes.
The Cars did
yes.
it. You know, Sticks always
did it. Someone named Lennon McCartney also did it, Rich.
I know.
Two lead singers. What's wrong with that?
It just bugs me.
It bugs me, too.
You
I'm
need
with
to have
you,
a
Rich.
Late one. Because as a kid, I didn't know the difference.
I never
knew. For
the
longest time, I never knew that Benjamin Orr and Rick Ocasek were different guys
me
singing.
Me neither. No
and
idea.
I didn't know for the longest time that this wasn't Steve Perry singing.
Well, that is Steve Perry.
Well, I know
right
it's Steve
there.
Perry there, but the whole song, I didn't know it was Greg Raleigh. It confused me as a child, and it's always bothered me.
How can that be confusing?
You.
They have two completely different voices.
you have a lead singer for
and
that
ben
reason.
Ben Orr and Rick Ocasek sounded different. Ben Orr could sing and Rick Ocasek could hiccup.
Hey, now.
Because your roles should be very clearly defined. You
yes.
should have a lead singer and then a guitar player
Lennon,
and then a bass
McCartney,
player and then a drummer.
Maybe that's what makes a truly great band. You got two guys who can front it.
Like the Randy Rogers Band. They have a couple lead singers, don't they? Two or three of them?
Johnny Chops will sing lead every once in a while. Sure will.
Johnny Chops?
Uh-huh.
What do you mean, an episode of The Sopranos?
Bass player. No.
Kiss used to do it, too, and it's always bugged me about
yeah.
them.
See, I love it. I love it when they have two lead singers.
All right, candidate number three. Friday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Ian Anderson.
Oh. Hey, Chief.
Oh, gosh.
Saint will be there.
Best
Biggest
known,
head, chief.
Best known for his
time.
Work as lead of Jethro Tull.
He was the lead flautist and lead.
Never yes. got that band. I'm sorry.
Why couldn't we change the name to flutist?
I don't know.
Why did that not work? If
you sit this why did a rock band have a flute player in it?
Good question.
And he stands on that one My leg, looking like a flamingo. And
God, when that flute plays, out. It's such a beat.
Never got it.
I feel like I should be at Scarborough Fair.
Yes. You think. It all sounds like some sort of, I don't know, Tenacious D parody or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's like a bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate that
okay.
song.
Reduction.
Not much of one.
All right, candidate number four. Biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night at the Dallas...
Jack Black.
At the Dallas City Performance Hall. And a future guest on this show, he'll be with us Friday at 9:15 in studio to promote that appearance, Jack Ingram.
Well, all right.
Go! Take a tone.
Go on, girls! Bonanza! Come on!
You don't need that.
Here we go! Come on, girls! Hey!
Sounds like a get some guy.
The clouds are parting, the summer sun's starting to burn.
Jack is greatness.
He's a good P1.
Yeah.
Well, when he lived here, I don't know if he lives. I don't think he lives here anymore.
He's an awesome
guy. Come on, girl! Come on, girl!
He does my favorite version of the national anthem.
Yeah. It was a great anthem. Got a good band with him, too. That'd be a good show. Where is that again?
That's at the Granada.
Oh,
oh no,
nice.
No, no. I'm sorry. That's at the Dallas City Performance Hall.
All right.
All right, the
it's
next show.
A little
show.
More produced than I remember his stuff being.
Yeah. Well, he had number one hits on the, at least one number one hit on the country chart.
Man, this is stadium anthem stuff here.
Yeah.
You know it.
Oh. Okay. Right. How many more candidates do you have?
Three more.
Okay. Because I have a ride in.
Okay.
Wow, James McMurtry's back.
Hey, candidate. George, I joined you at 8:40 today, didn't I?
Candidate 5, Sunday at the Granada. The Smithereens.
Love them. Should have seen them in training camp. We had a chance to. Hardline went.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They were in Ventura. That's a good song.
Yeah! Here you go. Yeah. Come on.
Stop it. Yeah, Ryan said they were really good. I saw them out there in Oxnard.
I love this song.
So do I. Let's get out of here. Pretty good little tune.
All right, candidate 6. Biggest show coming to town this week, Monday night at the American Airlines Center. The Biebs, Justin Bieber.
Oh my God!
I'm so there. Oh my God! I'm so there.
Me too.
Oh, listen to that voice. So beautiful.
Last time I saw him, I was yelling at him at a Maverick game as he was talking all sorts of heat trash. Game 5. I guess it was.
Oh, yeah, I know you love me. I know you care. That's right. We got Biebs right here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here we go. That's right. I'm the guy in the middle of every song talking. That's what I want to do.
I want to be that guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The guy who's in the middle of songs.
Oh, yeah, guy.
Yeah, the oh, yeah guy in the middle of songs.
You know it.
You know it. We got Biebs here today. He always talks, man.
For the first time, and I was like, baby.
He's got talent. He's got talent. Alert. He's got talent.
You know, he actually is really talented.
Yeah.
He can play drums, and he can play every instrument.
Yeah.
You know what? This song's kind of catchy to me.
He's got catchy songs.
Yeah. He's a beating to hear interviewed.
Yeah.
But on the upside, he can kind of play basketball.
He's got game. Can handle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Got a shot.
You know, he made that Call Me Maybe song really famous, too.
Yeah.
It was like kind of a no-name minor hit up there, I guess, or maybe just a local thing. And he tweeted that Call Me Maybe was the most catchy song of all time.
Really?
And then it took off.
You made
it
right.
I'll be darned if he isn't right. That, I threw a wish in the
well. That's
on,
Justin
put the
Bieber.
Top down. No, this is promoted by Justin Bieber. Wait, why is that playing? Where's the chorus? You gotta have a chorus.
Yes.
I love the string stabs in this, the strings in this.
He has the second most followers on Twitter behind Lady Gaga.
How can you not be happy listening to this?
It's a great song.
Well,
it's not
please,
Justin Bieber.
It's but... Stupid Go Away. That's why.
That's why that group Stupid Go Away. He's 18, and he just bought a 10,000 square foot mansion in a Los Angeles suburb.
He's going to be like Hammer. He's going to run out of money. Well, that's. I thought we weren't talking about Hammer anymore.
MC Hammer.
All right. Whoa.
Buying mansions. Backside.
All right. And finally, candidate number 7, Monday night as well at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Alanis Morissette.
Yes! Yes! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about!
You know
such a girl about her.
You know Brad Sham will be there.
That's right.
He loves Alanis Morissette.
Alanis, take the first verse.
I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy. Yeah! I'm high, but I'm grounded. I'm sane, but I'm overwhelmed. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby. And what it all comes down to is that everything's gonna be fine, fine, fine. 'Cause I got one hand in my pocket, and the other one's giving a high five.
Okay, all right. That's a reduction of
Brad
both of their
Sham
careers.
And Alanis Morissette, Monday night.
The most, as an adult, that I've ever felt like a kid is when the aforementioned Hammer dropped me and Gordo off at the Alanis Morissette concert. And he didn't he come up with us to the ticket booth to get us in?
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. It was like he was our parent. I was like, I don't know, I was like 23.
I was in my 30s, probably.
Yeah.
We were both 20 and say had fun.
It was weird. He dropped us off for the Alanis Morissette concert. And then left and came back and picked us up.
Do you remember
the
name of that venue? It was a big old warehouse in South Dallas.
Wasn't it Deep Ellum Live or Tommy's or Sportatorium or something?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good show, though. Pretty good little show.
Pretty good little show. She's always kind of done something for me. Listen to that bass.
Not bad.
Great bass in this. All right, do I have time for my write-in?
All right, hurry.
All right, my write-in is tomorrow night. No, it's not McMurtry. Tomorrow night at the Hyatt Regency in Dallas, an evening with Cheryl Strayed. Nobody?
Who is that?
Nobody? She is a fantastic author. She's a great writer. And one of the best books I've read in a long time is Dear Sugar. And she wrote that, and she's going to be there tomorrow night, and I'm going to this thing.
She's singing?
No, she's a...
Her or Bieber?
She's an
I don't
author.
Know who's bigger.
She's an author. She's huge in the world of literature right now, in the world of books.
There's some backdoor deal you got here where you had to mention her and you get a free copy of her book.
No, I tweeted about her book and everything. It was awesome, and this is the book that I've been recommending lately, and now she's coming to town.
And she's going to read it. It's a dramatic reading of her work.
Question and answering and all this sort of thing, and I'm going to try to climb up on the stage and kiss her. It's going to be a pretty big spectacle. Hyatt Regency. I'll tweet the link to get tickets.
I'm going to the grocery store tomorrow night. Come see me, too.
You're a jerk. Cheryl Strayed tomorrow night, Hyatt Regency.
Okay, let's run through the 7 official candidates for Biggest Show coming to town this week. Candidate 1, Wednesday at the AAC, Carrie Underwood. Candidate 2, Friday at Poor David's Pub, Greg Raleigh. Candidate 3, Friday at the Verizon, Ian Anderson. Candidate 4, Friday at the Dallas City Performance Hall, Jack Ingram.
Candidate 5, The Smithereens, Sunday night at the Granada. Candidate 6, Monday at the AAC, Justin Bieber. Or Candidate 7, Monday at the Verizon, Alanis Morissette, George.
Tough one between Carrie Underwood and Bieber. I'll go Bieber, because I have Bieber fever.
All right, Gordo?
It's a tough one between Justin Bieber and Alanis Morissette. But I'm going to go with Cheryl Strait tomorrow night at the Hyatt,
disqualified for the rest of the year.
In benefit of the public library, and that's important.
Leave us alone. Rich.
I'm on the show with you.
Give me the Biebs.
Go to Biebs.
Chair.
I'll take Justin's Bieber.
All right, Fernando.
Go to Biebs.
Biebs.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Biebs, too.
It's unanimous.
Five votes to
Brian
one extension.
Brian Estridge joining us here.
The Biebs, Monday at the American Airlines.
All right, what's next in the corner?